Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This week, we've been looking at how federal stimulus money is being used in Massachusetts. Today, in our final report, we focus on a company in Bedford. As part of the federal stimulus package, Reveal Imaging has won a $47 million contract with the Transportation Security Administration. Its job is to produce 123 scanning machines that look for explosives in checked baggage. WBUR's Fred Tice went to Bedford to see the difference $47 million makes.
Earlier this month, the White House listed 100 projects where federal stimulus money has already created jobs. The one project listed in Massachusetts involved the contract for baggage scanners with Reveal. We decided to go to Bedford to find out whether the contract actually created any jobs. Reveal already has machines in 100 U.S. airports. They'll start delivering new ones in September. They're already assembling them. Michael Ellenbogen, the company's CEO, takes us on a tour of the factory and shows off the new machines.
It's a rotating X-ray system, and it scans the bag kind of like a slinky, and then analyzes the contents of the bag, measuring the mass, the density, the atomic number of all the objects in the bag, and makes a decision, red light, green light. Is there something in there that's of interest we want to have an operator look at, or should the bag just go to the aircraft?
Reveal has been installing baggage scanners in China, Israel, and Europe. Besides the machines that scan checked baggage, it makes another machine that detects explosives in carry-ons. Just a little over 100 people work here. The stimulus funding has enabled the company to hire another 11. Tim Kirk is one of them. He lives in Manchester-by-the-Sea. He used to commute to his job in Wilmington for another bomb detector company until 6 months ago when he was laid off. 2 weeks ago, he started working at Reveal as a product manager. He's married. He has 2 children, 2 and 4. His wife works as a psychologist in Linfield. Kirk says until he got this job, it was tough.
Of course, I did a little contracting and consulting, but for the most part, it's been a real struggle over the last 6 months, and I'm very relieved to not only have gainful employment, but to be employed by such a company.
Kirk says he likes that Reveal is a small but growing company. At the same time that Kirk joined the company, Scott Bijlani started his new job with Reveal as a field service engineer, courtesy of federal dollars. He'll be responsible for installing the bomb detection machines.
When I was laid off from my prior company, I heard all these horror stories about people getting laid off, difficulty finding positions. At that point, I had a brand new daughter, about a month old.
That's in addition to 2 other children, 5 and 3. His wife was home with the newborn.
Issues came up about medical insurance, the next paycheck, how to fund all the kids' activities, how to pay the mortgage. So getting this opportunity has been a huge relief.
Reveal is trying to fill 10 openings right now, and on top of that, expects to hire 10 to 20 more people to fulfill this contract. The company says it's bought from many other Massachusetts businesses in order to fulfill this new contract, but there's no telling yet how many jobs at other companies the contract may create. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.